This is a special sports presentation on K98.7.
Newark starting off strong.
It's time for Newark High School basketball on K98.7.
Three on the way.
Tonight's game is brought to you by Wright Brothers Power, Widener's Corner, the Midland Theater, Dutch's Convenience Stores,
Bullseye,
Bummies on Main, Platinum Motors, Duncan's Diamonds, and the Toy Store. Newark High School basketball on K98.7.
From the Taft Coliseum at the Ohio State Fairgrounds, it is round three of two bitter rivals in Ohio high school basketball, the Newark Wildcats and the Reynoldsburg Raiders, in this regional semifinal matchup. Hi, everybody. I'm Brian Mays. Happy Wednesday evening to you. Another what went outside, but it should heat up very quickly between these two teams that respect but definitely do not like each other, as they are just two games away from a berth to the state tournament at the University of Dayton. The Wildcats capturing their third district in 4 years, 27th overall this past Saturday, taking care of Gahanna 54-37. Tyron Brooks and Ty Gilbert each with 18 points. Gilbert with 5 3-pointers. Brooks was 6 of 9 from the floor and hit 4 big free throws down the stretch as well for the Cats. Newark much better shooting than what they had Tuesday against Delaware. 18 of 38 from the field for 47%, and dominated the rebounding once again, 29-12. And how about defensively? 10 steals. Gahanna only led once, and that was by 1 point in the second quarter. The Cats led 24-21 at halftime, then outscored the Lions 30-16 in the second half, including 16-3 in the third quarter, giving up just one field goal. Reynoldsburg, the state runner-up last year, they are playing their best basketball of the season as they come in with a record of 18-6. They have won 9 straight since losing to Euclid. In the tournament so far, they have defeated Thomas Worthington 69-48, and on Saturday captured their district championship, beating Pickerington North 71-52. In the last 20 years, this series, it's pretty tight. Newark leads at 18-15. They've won 6 of the last 10, but Reynoldsburg has won 4 of the last 5. This year, they split the matchups, both winning on their respective home floors. Newark won at the Jimmy 66-49, and Reynoldsburg winning on their home floor 64-50. The winner of this game will play the winner of our second regional semifinal here at the Tap. That's between top-seeded Hilliard Bradley and third-seeded Owen Tangi. That regional final will be Saturday here at 4:45. Up next, we'll hear from head coach Jeff Quackenbush as the Newark Wildcat pregame show continues on the home of the Wildcats, K98.7.
Your team needs you, full of energy and ready to cheer them to victory. Bummies on Main is your game fuel headquarters. I'm Kristen, and Bummies on Main is proud to be Licking County's favorite local spot. Home to handcrafted burgers, fresh-cut fries, cold drinks, pizza, salads, and subs. You can eat in or carry out. You'll always be treated like a regular at Bummies. Follow us on Facebook for daily specials. Bummies on Main, 400 West Main Street, Newark, next to Whitefield.
Dutch's Convenience Stores, your one-stop for food made fresh daily. The coldest drinks, freshly brewed coffee, and all the snacks you crave. Plus, join Crown Card Rewards and save 10 cents per gallon of gas. Then earn rewards every time you fuel up or shop at any Dutch's location. To join or learn more, visit any Dutch's location or mydutch's.com. Dutch's, your locally owned and operated hometown convenience store.
Mother Nature warming us up means it's time to mow. Hi, this is Jeff from the Toy Store in Thornville. Come see us for our line of Spartan mowers. When I hear Spartan, I think gladiators and battles. Be the victor. Featuring a 3-year warranty on major components and built like a tank. With up to 40 horsepower, it'll make quick work of those chores and more time for fun. Ask us about the Spartan Military and First Responders Program. Come visit us at the Toy Store or at PolarisTheToyStore.com.
Experience something extraordinary at the Midland Theater, a historic venue in the heart of Newark. From captivating concerts to mesmerizing theatrical performances, there's something for everyone. Discover a calendar filled with diverse events featuring renowned artists and local talents. Don't miss your chance to create lasting memories in a venue that combines rich history with modern flair. check out all the upcoming events at MidlandTheater.org. That's theater with an R-E.org.
Now, let's get back to the hardwood. It's Newark High School Basketball on K98.7.
Welcome back to Newark Wildcat Basketball. We get ready for this regional semifinal, Newark and Reynoldsburg, joined by head coach Jeff Quackenbush. Coach, first of all, congratulations. Another district championship, third in 4 years. And I think it's consistency, effort, but also buy-in by these players over the last four seasons.
Oh, absolutely. And not just the last four seasons, but we've had plenty of buy-in over the years. And that's what we talk to these kids about, is all the guys that have came before them and maybe weren't as successful in a district final, because as many as we've won, as many as I've lost. So, but this is a special group of kids that have been here in a four-year period where we've had a lot of success. And the credit strictly goes to those kids that are here now and the kids that were before them.
Beating Gahanna by 17, it was a three-point game at halftime, but I still felt like we had control of the ball game, and you'd love a bigger lead, but they only had one lead at one point. And then the third quarter, the defense, one field goal, and the offense got it done.
Yeah, and to be honest, tonight we're going to have to play like we did in the third quarter the whole time. And that's not saying hold them to 3 points every quarter, but our intensity and our focus away from the ball was so much better than it was in the first half, because everyone knows Reynoldsburg is really talented. We don't have anybody that can just guard guys one-on-one. We have to have guys ready to help and dig in gaps and just make it difficult for them to score.
You went to a zone, which I thought helped a lot in that game, and also 10 steals. That is just tremendous to have that against a kind of a guard-oriented team. They had three or four could handle it, and there were just no passing lanes in that third quarter.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's not guys just standing in a gap. That's guys reacting and being active in gaps and trying to anticipate what's coming next. And that's what we're going to have to do tonight. And, you know, if we're lucky enough to win tonight, you're going to have to do that the rest of the time.
Jake got off to a good start with 8 points, which I thought did help down the line for Ty Squared, 18 points apiece, going inside with Brooks, and then Ty hitting five threes.
Yeah, and again, they've been kind of the three-headed monster the whole year, and Jake was really filling it up early in the year, and those two have picked up the slack in the last month and a half. And they're, you know, Reynoldsburg's going to have a plan. They're going to try to take all three of them away. We have to be prepared to figure out which guy we think we can get loose.
You talked about role players and bench players playing a role. How about Zach Meister on Saturday just jumping out of the building, getting several offensive rebounds? I thought he just was tremendous with his aggressiveness on Saturday.
Well, and our focus was for that game after the Delaware game, that the role guys got to show up and play, and they're going to have to do that tonight. But I think that combined they had 10 points and 17 rebounds in that game. That's huge. You don't win these games with your best scorer scoring. You win these games with everyone doing the little things, and that's where your role players come up big.
No surprise with these two teams tonight. I always try to keep it simple because I'm not very smart. We shot very well in round one, and we won by double digits. Didn't shoot as well round two, and we lost because we've out-rebounded them in both ball games. So does it come down to shooting and maybe the shot selection?
I think it comes down to your mentality. I don't think we were tough enough to score or get them stopped in the second game we played them. It's your mentality. Both games we had 15 turnovers. We're not winning tonight if we have 15 turnovers. We have to have, my opinion, 10 or less, because they score so easily when you turn the ball over. So I think it's more of a mentality. The rest of the stats will take care of themselves.
You've done a great job against McKinney and Bowens in both games. Roddy has been, I guess, not the secret weapon. Everybody knows about him. Not asking for a game plan, but is he more of a focus in this one than maybe the previous two, or you just try not to let him get off?
Well, he's definitely a focus. He's just hard to guard. Yeah. I mean, he scores in ISO situations. What we don't have is a real thick guard. Ty Braun aren't the thickest kids in the world or the biggest, so that's a tough matchup for them. So got to have buddies behind you ready to help, knowing that he's able to get by you.
And last question. question, and it's more of a maybe a statement, but the team has been focused all year. They seem very focused going into this one. I don't feel like they feel the pressure, but they also know the opportunity in front of them.
Well, you know, we say pressure is a privilege. Could be sitting home tonight.
True,
so
true.
These guys are, in my opinion, they're ready for this. We haven't won a regional semifinal game since 2008. They know that. Is it pressure? Yeah. Are there a lot of teams that don't even get to this point? Absolutely. So the reality is you got to go out and play hard for 32 minutes, and whatever happens, happens.
I know they will play hard. Thank you, Coach. Good luck.
Thank you.
This is Newark Basketball on Kate 98.7.
Every vehicle on our lot is sold with integrity. This is Bill Bear with Platinum Motors. All of our cars are inspected by our integrity service department so you can be certain you're buying a vehicle you can rely on. Whether it's for a new driver or one for the whole family, Platinum has it. Or we can get it for you. The car market may have changed in the last few years, but one thing that hasn't is the importance of trust. We sell quality at Platinum Motors. 1352 Hebron Road, Heath, and online at PlatinumMotorsHeath.com.
We know what you want in a chainsaw. You want legendary performance. You want industry-leading ergonomics. And you want precision cutting that gets the job done quickly and safely. That's why we want you to try a Husqvarna chainsaw. With air injection, low vibration handles, and powerful X-Torque engines, Husqvarna chainsaws are trusted by professionals around the world. If you want to take down a tree or clear a forest, you'll want a Husqvarna chainsaw. It's what precision cutting is all about. Visit Wright Brothers Power on Church Street or online at WrightBrothersPower.com.
Hungry? Then it's time for Widener's Corner, your local stop for great food that hits the spot every time. From juicy burgers stacked just the way you love them to delicious sandwiches, pizza, wings, and breakfast served all day. And the best part? You don't even have to get out of your car. Just swing through the convenient Widener's Corner drive-thru, pick up your favorites fast, hot, and ready to go. On Route 37, just 8 miles south of I-70. Widener's Corner, good food, local roots, and just a drive-thru away.
Whatever temperatures the weather may bring, Federal Elite is ready to help. A factory-authorized Bryant dealer committed to achieving a high level of training and skills and backed by outstanding products from one of the industry's most trusted names, Bryant. So whether you're looking for a quick fix or a new system, Federal Elite will do whatever it takes for your family's comfort. Schedule today by calling our friendly staff at 754-HEAT and ask about our many financing options available. And let Federal Elite and Bryant do whatever it takes.
At Madison Collins Stevens, we're proud to cheer for the home team and even more proud to have you on our team. Whether you need insurance for your home, car, or business, we have your back. And because community is important to us, we'll be right there with you cheering on all local teams. Contact us for more information about a policy from Encova Insurance. Call Madison Collins Stevens today, 740-345-2000, 740-345-2000.
It's official. Great beer and great people gather together at Trek Brewing. You're invited to join in to enjoy the full menu with incredible mouth-watering specials. Let's not forget the fresh and delicious craft brews and handcrafted cocktails. Trek supports local organizations Thursdays, and be sure to hit the links on the state-of-the-art golf simulators no matter the weather. Trek Brewing, TrekBeer.com.
This is Newark High School Basketball on Kate 98.7.
Welcome back to Taft Coliseum. We get ready for the regional semifinal between the Newark Wildcats, the second seed, and the four-seeded Raiders of Reynoldsburg. As we get ready, let's first pause for station identification on the home of Newark Wildcat Basketball, Kate 98.7.
This is high school basketball on WCLT, W254-CT Newark, Kate 98.7.
Brian Mays with you from the fairgrounds as we get ready for the third matchup of this season between Reynoldsburg and Newark. Both of them sharing the OCC Buckeye Championship with records of 13-1. Newark coming in 22-2, and Reynoldsburg 18-6. The starting lineup for the Reynoldsburg Raiders. Makai Roddy, an outstanding sophomore who has had 21 and 15 points against Reynoldsburg in the two matchups so far. He is a load, and we'll see how the Cats guard him. Javis Wilson will also start in the backcourt for Reynoldsburg. Rounding out the starting lineup, the two OU signees, Jordy Bowens and Xavier McKinney. And rounding out the starting lineup for Reynoldsburg will be Rashad Perry. So it's Perry, Roddy, Bowens, McKinney, and Wilson for the Reynoldsburg Raiders, coached by Andy Moore, who Ohio high school fans are familiar with and Central Ohio fans familiar with, playing his basketball at Mount Vernon High School before starring as an All-American at Muskingum, and now doing a whale of a job coaching the Reynoldsburg Raiders, leading them to the state runner-up finish last year. For the Newark Wildcats, the same starting five we've seen for the 24 games previous to this one. Seniors Jake Quackenbush, along with Ty Gilbert and Alex Irvin Royster, joining them in the starting lineup, junior Tybron Brooks and sophomore Zach Meister. Meister, Brooks, Irvin Royster, Gilbert, and Quackenbush starting today for the Cats. Reynoldsburg averages about 67.5 points per game, giving up 59. Newark, 66 points per contest, and only giving up 45. One of the other keys tonight, and it will be very interesting to see how this game is officiated. It was very inconsistent Saturday afternoon, and a lot of physical play was allowed on one end, not so much on the other, and we'll see how much they allow. The referees know about the intensity of this rivalry. Sometimes that means for a quick whistle. Other times it means, hey, we'll just let them play out and see who wins. Cats will be in their home white to start this one. They will go left to right across your radio dial for those that still have the old dial. Jake Quackenbush will jump center. This should be a dandy. We're happy to have you along here on Kate 98.7. Newark and Reynoldsburg in this regional semifinal. The ref blows his whistle. Jake is ready. And the opening tip, Jake is really ready as he started jumping before they were even set. And a tap controlled by Reynoldsburg, and they will get it first. Bringing the ball across is Wilson. He'll dribble to the right side, quickly guarded by Gilbert. And the ball knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Reynoldsburg, but Newark's defense right there. Great crowd tonight here at the Taft Coliseum. And, of course, Newark bringing more fans than anybody else. They have packed it in here at the Coliseum. Inbound play, Wilson has it out near half court. Keeps his dribble. Newark starts out in man-to-man, but don't be surprised if we see changes in defense tonight. Here's Bowens on the right wing outside the arc. Up top, McKinney launches from about 25 and drills it. 3-0 Reynoldsburg. It's 7:27 first quarter. Quackenbush off to Gilbert. Now to Meister as they run the wheel. Gilbert has it top of the key. Ty, bounce pass inside to Brooks. Brooks tried to feed it inside. It's knocked away. Here comes Reynoldsburg on a 3-on-3. Roddy will slow it up. He'll swing it over to Wilson up top. McKinney thought about the three. Bowens baseline jumper gets the shooter's touch. Hits the back of the iron and goes in. It's another trifecta, and quickly 6-0 Reynoldsburg 1 minute in. Those two have not had good games against Newark this year, so they're trying to get them off early. Try! Gilbert answers with a three of his own, and both teams shooting well to start. 6-3. Raiders up by 3 points. Here's McKinney up front, and now Bowens a three. Got it. All four baskets have been beyond the arc. 9-3. Reynoldsburg by 6. Gilbert. Right wing Brooks. Tybron looking inside. Nothing there. Goes to Irvin Royster out front. Back to Tybron. He'll give it off to Gilbert. Ty. Nothing up. Brooks top of the key. Right wing, it's Meister. Looking inside, Quackenbush. He's double-teamed. Tries to find somebody open. It's Irvin Royster. He had it for a minute, but it goes off of his knee in a turnover. Back to the Raiders. Intensity personified in this one. I don't think there's nerves as much as just you want to get off to good starts. So the Cats with a couple of turnovers early, and they trail it 9-3. 6 minutes in, first quarter. Here's Roddy. He has it on the left wing. He launches a three, partially blocked by Brooks, and the Cats get it. Good defense by Tybron. Here's Gilbert. Ty taking it all the way into the paint. Haynes shoots, shot rejected. Gilbert gets it back on the floor. We go, jump ball, and it will stay with the Wildcats. 9-3. Reynoldsburg leads by 6. Everyone can take a breath for a moment. Cats will inbound it on the baseline. So Neuer just 2 shots so far, 1 of 2, but 2 turnovers. Reynoldsburg has only missed 1 shot. That was the block by Brooks. Nice pass inside to Ty Braun. He's kicked around. Now Meister has it at the elbow. Back to Brooks. Ty Braun, top of the key, puts up the jumper. It's going to be short. Irvin Royster battles inside. Meister gets the rebound. Cats will reset. They'll swing it. Jake fires a 3. Bullseye! 9-6. Reynoldsburg by 3. 5:15 opening stanza. Wilson has it out near half court. He'll take it to the left side. Roddy tried to take it in, had it knocked away, but Reynoldsburg maintains possession. Wilson has it out front. 3 minutes in, 9-6, Reynoldsburg. Wilson calls out the play. Goes on the right side to Perry. Perry's also had a couple of good games against Newark. McKinney tries to take it in, cut off. Wilson left wing. Back up top, McKinney. Good defense this time by the Cats. McKinney trying to make something happen, facing a double team. Wilson along the baseline. Shot rejected by Irvin Royster. Here comes Newark. It's Meister spinning. Goes down. No call. Cats get it back. Jake fires another 3. And Jake Quackenbush buries another 3. Oh, what a start we have here at the Taft Coliseum. It is 9-9. 4:20 first quarter. Near steal by Brooks. Roddy gets it. He fires. He misses. Rebound, Irvin Royster. And Jake says, let's slow it down. Every basket so far, a 3-pointer. Meister, top of the key. Swings it to Brooks. Ty Braun drives baseline. Runner, Cats lead. They weathered the early storm by Reynoldsburg at 9-3, and the Cats have scored 8 straight points with their first lead at 11-9. 3:45, first quarter. Here's Bowens trying to take it in. Knocked away by Meister into the arms of Quackenbush. Great defense by the Cats. Brooks, he looks to drive. Double teamed. Off to Meister. Zach lays it up and in. Time out, Reynoldsburg. Cats on a 10-0 run. They lead it 13-9. This is Newark Wildcat basketball on Kate 98.7.
Experience something extraordinary at the Midland Theater, a historic venue in the heart of Newark. From captivating concerts to mesmerizing theatrical performances, there's something for everyone. Discover a calendar filled with diverse events featuring renowned artists and local talents. Don't miss your chance to create lasting memories in a venue that combines rich history with modern flair. Check out all the upcoming events at MidlandTheater.org. That's theater with an R-E.org.
Fast breaks, big dunks. It's Newark High School basketball on Kate 98.7.
Newark on a 10-0 run. They lead Reynoldsburg 13-9. 3:31 to go in this opening quarter here in the regional semifinal. Reynoldsburg started off red hot, drilling 3 threes, but the Cats have rallied and playing good defense. However, McKinney fires a 3. He misses it. Rebound inside. Back to McKinney. Shot blocked by Irvin Royster, but they call a foul. Rebounding will be a key, and the Cats have done a good job in the first 2 games with rebounding the basketball against the taller Raiders. 30-26 in the loss at Reynoldsburg, and the game that the Cats won at home, how about 37-9 on the glass? McKinney's first foul shot, no good. He's got 3 points. Jordy Bowens with 2 threes. There's the 9. Substitutions coming in aplenty. Sean Brettville comes in for the Cats along with Colton Peterson. Irvin Royster will take a seat along with Zach Meister. Second foul shot. That one is up and in for McKinney. He's got 4. And that stops the 10-zip run by Newark. 13-10. Cats lead it at 3:10 first quarter. Ty Braun spins. Nice cut by Gilbert into the paint. Ty turns. Feeds Brettville into the paint. Sean back out top. The Cats will reset. Brooks has it. Over to Peterson. Colton. Back to Brooks, right wing. Drives right to the baseline. Trying to post up. Double team. Breckville swings it. Peterson. Colton a three. Off the back iron and the rebound by Reynoldsburg. Here comes Roddy. They'll swing it around, and checking in is Peyton Harper. He's got the ball on the left baseline, spins into the paint, puts up a tough runner, but gets it to go, the left-hander. That was good defense by Sean Breckville, but he still hits the basket, and it's 13-12. The Cats lead down to one as we have 2:25 first quarter. Gilbert, here's Peterson. He'll dribble to the top of the key. Now Quackenbush. Right side it goes Gilbert. Quackenbush cuts inside. Jake looks, finds Brooks on the left wing. Peterson left baseline, back to Brooks. Brooks taking his time. Peterson left wing outside the arc. Hands it back to Tyburn near half court. Tyburn right wing, takes it into the paint. Triple teamed, fires up a tough runner and gets it. Brooks has had a just tremendous tournament so far, playing extremely well in the first two games and starting off with 4 points in this one. Cats up 15-12 with 1:45 first quarter. Wilson almost double dribbled. Now he gives it off to McKinney. McKinney, top of the key. Breckville battles him, and they'll call a foul, and that's okay. I think we'll see Breckville a little bit more tonight and just use his physicality and just kind of wanting to frustrate the Reynoldsburg players with his physical strength. Meister is back in, and Gilbert will have a seat. 90 seconds remain in this first quarter, 15-12, Newark by three. Wilson, over it goes to Roddy. Roddy, now Wilson left wing. Here's McKinney, left wing. He wants to launch it, and he will launch it, and it goes in and out, and Jake with a good box out inside for the rebound. Cats have it up by three. Here's Brooks, back to Quackenbush. Jake fires another three. Bullseye! He had 8 points in the opening quarter Saturday. He's got nine tonight. 18-12, Newark. Under a minute to play. Jumper off the iron, no good. Meister with a strong rebound. Reynoldsburg has cooled off after that 9-3 start. Here's Meister. Right baseline, brings it back up top. Now Quackenbush. Jake, over to Brooks, right wing. Knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Cats at 41 seconds. Cats on a 15-3 run here, leading by six and have the basketball. You really couldn't ask for a better start. In the backcourt, it goes to Brooks. Tyburn calls out the play. Hands it off to Peterson. Now Meister out near half court. Now Breckville. Quackenbush, top of the key. Beautiful bounce pass inside to Brooks. Puts it up and in. Great pass, great cut. Brooks now with six, and the lead is at eight as we have under 20 seconds in this first quarter. Cats fans come to their feet as they should. Here's Bowens. Cooper has it knocked away. Peterson has it. Off to Brooks with 6 seconds. Five. Jake from 28. Off the iron. Battle inside out of bounds. Who's it going to go to? With just 4 tenths, it'll be Newark basketball. So you're going to have to do a tip. You do not have time for a shot at 4 tenths. But the Cats with another steal. They had 10 steals on Saturday and already 3 steals tonight. Brooks looking to inbound it. Again, it's got to be a tip play. He gets the basketball, looking inside to Jake, see if they can get the tip. There's a lob in, and it's knocked away, and that's how the first quarter will come to an end. But Newark, down 9-3, finishes the quarter with an 8-point lead at 20-12. Second quarter on the way next on the home of the Cats, Kate 98.7.
Hungry? Then it's time for Wagner's Corner, your local stop for great food that hits the spot every time. From juicy burgers stacked just the way you love them to delicious sandwiches, pizza, wings, and breakfast served all day. And the best part, you don't even have to get out of your car. Just swing through the convenient Wagner's Corner drive-thru, pick up your favorites fast, hot, and ready to go. On Route 37, just 8 miles south of I-70. Wagner's Corner, good food, local roots, and just a drive-thru away.
This is Dr. Rhonda Steigerwald from McMillan Dental. Do you think vaping is harmless? Think again. Those sweet clouds are not so sweet for your mouth. Vaping dries out your mouth, feeds bacteria, and can lead to gum disease, tooth decay, and bad breath that no mint can fix. Protect your smile. Your gums and teeth deserve better than what's in a vape. Keep your mouth healthy. Ditch the vape. Call us today at 740-344-1171 or visit us at mcmillandental.com.
Every shot matters. It's Newark High School basketball on KATE 98.7.
We start the second quarter of this regional semifinal. Newark up 20-12, hitting four threes in that first period. Jake Quackenbush with 9 points. Tybron Brooks with 6, leading the way. Reynoldsburg gets the ball to start the second quarter. McKinney has it. Xavier, 4 points in that first quarter. Nowhere to go to. Gets it into Bowens. Bowens posting up inside. Puts up a tough banker. No good. Quackenbush another rebound. Gilbert back in. He brings it across the timeline. Hands it off to Meister. And a moving screen called, I believe, on Meister. Now they're going to call Gilbert. So when he passed it, they're saying Gilbert moved in. Official stop play for a moment. So back to Reynoldsburg. So we remain at 20-12, 30 seconds into the second quarter. Here's McKinney on the right wing. Hands it off to Hooper. Now left side it goes, Roddy. You know he wants to get going, but he kicks it off of his foot. Turnover. Good defense by Meister. So the Cats, again, defense stifling. They didn't panic after the three threes to start the game by Reynoldsburg and have clamped down, and not much going on for the Raiders offensively right now. But don't worry, they can light it up in a hurry, as we've seen over the last couple of years, especially coming out of halftime, which we are 7 minutes away from, and the Cats with an 8-point lead. Meister, top of the key. Here's Quackenbush. Jake, another three. Off the back iron. Battle inside. It's Irvin Royster to Quackenbush, and Gilbert will reset. Jake playing a little bit more outside, trying to extend that Reynoldsburg defense, and it's worked. He has it on the left wing. Here's Peterson. He'll drive into the paint. Has his shot rejected. Out of bounds. It'll stay with Newark. So after a blistering start in the first quarter, we've yet to have any points in quarter number two, and we're a minute and 20 seconds in. But the Cats have a 20-12 lead. Tybron Brooks and Breckbill will come in. Peterson, and we'll see who the other person out will be. Quackenbush, you know that'll be a quick breather. So it's Gilbert, Meister, Brooks, Irvin Royster, and Breckbill for the Cats on the floor here with the 20-12 lead. And it goes to Irvin Royster, left wing. Now here's Brooks. Tybron, up top, Gilbert. Gilbert looking to go to the top of the key, takes it all the way into the foul circle, and knocked out of bounds, and it'll still stay with Newark. So this is a long possession, and that's okay with Newark, since they have an 8-point lead. Cats looking to get it in, still looking to get it in. It's Irvin Royster along the right baseline. Alex, now to Brooks. Tybron, good start with 6 points in that first quarter. Here's Meister, who has really picked up his game in the last two contests. Breckbill back to Meister, top front. Right wing Brooks. Tybron keeps his dribble. Right side Gilbert. Ty launches a three. Nope, rebound Reynoldsburg. They'll throw it ahead. Here's Hooper. And the ref and Bowens collide, but Jordy was able to keep his composure and keep the basketball. McKinney, deep three, got it. They have decided, both McKinney and Bowens, we are not going to have Newark shut us down for a third straight game. 20-15, Cats by 5. Brooks, up top, Irvin Royster. Meister left wing outside the arc. Hands it off to Gilbert. Ty gets a pick from Brett Bill at the front. Keeps his dribble. Irvin Royster out top. Hands it off to Brooks. Left wing it goes. Meister in a tough double team. And going to call a foul. It's either on McKinney or... Yep. It is McKinney. First foul of the quarter. Both teams with one team foul. Quackenbush back in. Irvin Royster will have a seat. 5:24, second quarter. Cats have a 5-point lead at 20-15. Gilbert in the backcourt brings it across the timeline. Left Wayne Meister. Now Gilbert. He'll drive right wing. Ty trying to post up inside on Roddy. Roddy knocks it away. Out of bounds. It'll stay. Oh, they're going to say it went off Gilbert. Not sure how that happened. Unless they're saying when Roddy went to dive for it, it went off the foot of Gilbert. That'd be my guess. So turnover. Cats yet to score in this second quarter. Still up by 5 at 20-15. McKinney. Top of the key. He'll launch another deep three. Way off. And rebound by Brooks. That was a heat check shot, and that went cold. Cats need a basket here, up by 5. Gilbert across the timeline. Ty, Roddy all over him, and they're going to call a foul on Roddy. And he has says something to the official, and the official looked back at him, and they won't put up a lot with that. Of course, Roddy had the incident here last year at the Fairgrounds Coliseum with a punch to one of the players.
Back in for Reynoldsburg, number 3, Davis Wilson.
Hey, I got 5!
Quackenbush will inbound it right here in front of us on Media Row. And it goes to Brooks in the backcourt. 4:40 before halftime. Here's Brooks. Puts it off the glass. No good. Rebound by McKinney inside. A lot of contact. Could have gone either way on that one. McKinney left wing. He'll drive baseline. Double team. Still wanted to put it up and did and almost went in, but the rebound by Meister. Little out of control that time. Here's Meister. Nice pass to Breckville, but it goes off his hands, out of bounds, back to Reynoldsburg. So 4:14, Newark again now about a 4-minute drought here in this second quarter as McKinney has to tie his shoe, and the refs will give him time to do that. Now we're set. So the Raiders will inbound it here in the backcourt, and all the players walked, and the ref should start it here. Nobody was ready to inbound the basketball, but you shouldn't have to wait. So they'll get it in, and here comes Wilson across the timeline. Wilson, off it goes to Bowens. Bowens swings it to Wilson out front. Here's Roddy, launches the jumper. No good. Wilson tried to get the rebound, but it's Meister for the Cats. Off it goes to Quackenbush. Here's Tyron Brooks. And Roddy with the steal. Reddit, he's one-on-one with Brooks, and Tyron knocks it out of bounds. Nice play. But the Cats having a lot of empty possessions in this second quarter. They have yet to score. Now, Reynoldsburg only scored 3 points, so it's 20-15 at 3:43, second quarter. Inbound for Reynoldsburg underneath the basket. They'll get it into McKinney. Xavier, double team, puts up the runner, got it. So McKinney with all 5 of the Raiders' points, all 5 points in the second quarter, and it's 20-17. The 8-point lead is down to 3. Cats need a point here. Brooks, off it goes to Meister at the top of the key. They'll swing it. Gilbert, open 3, got it! Ty has been clutch all season and hits a big 3 right there. Great screen as well by Meister. 23-17. Newark back up by 6. 3 minutes to go, second quarter. Wilson out near half court. He'll dribble a little bit to the right. Now he'll take it all the way to the right side. Off it goes to Bowens. Bowens facing a double team. Puts up a tough runner. No good. Rebound Quackenbush. Jake. Off it goes to Brooks. Lobs it ahead to Meister, right wing. Brooks has it, now he'll bring it back out top. Getting some movement, Meister, right wing outside the arc. Zach swings it to Irvin Royster, left side it goes to Brooks. Tyron takes it into the paint, nice pass back to Irvin Royster, layup up and in. All 5 starters now in the scoring column for Newark. And it was down to 3. It's back to 8 with 2:15 to go, second quarter. Looking inside, here's Bowens. Has it knocked away by Urban Royster. Takes it into the paint. Urban Royster blocks the shot. Allitt's trying to take it coast to coast. Wilson knocks it out of bounds. Right at the two-minute mark. 25-17. Cats will inbound it here with the 8-point lead, looking to get it to double digits. After not scoring for the first half of the second quarter, their lead back to 8. Quackenbush gets it inside, has it knocked out of bounds. It'll stay right here at 158. Coach wants a foul. He's not going to get it on that one. Refs have been very consistent so far. I like it. They've let a lot of things go on both sides, and that's all you can ask for is consistency, and that's what they're doing right now. Hopefully it continues in the second half. And it goes to Gilbert, right baseline. Ty brings it back up top to Meister. Left side, Brooks outside the arc. Meister, top of the key. Zach tries to take it inside. Nothing there. Back up top, Brooks. Cats will be patient here. Gilbert. Over it goes to Meister. Now Urban Royster, left wing. Up top it goes Gilbert. Meister thought about the three. Roddy's right there to guard him. We're at 130, second quarter. Cats up 25-17. Gilbert, right wing, takes it into the paint. Nice pass, Urban Royster. Good head fake. Puts it up, puts it in. Allitt's Urban Royster with four, and the lead is at 10. 27-17 with 1:12 to go before halftime. Here's McKinney. Xavier looking inside, and a slam dunk by Jordy Bowens. He went up to the rafters to get that one, and that makes it 27-19. We're under a minute to play, second quarter. Right wing, Gilbert. Ty. Left wing, Urban Royster. Offensive foul on Ty Braun, I believe. Let's see. Nope, they're going to call it on Urban Royster. His second, only the second team foul. Boy, you don't want to let too much slip away here in the second quarter. That 8-point lead that they had to start is right where they're at now, and just 48 seconds to go. Wilson. McKinney, deep three. No good. Rebound, Quackenbush. That's a big miss. Let's see if the Cats maybe hold it for one here as we're down to 35 seconds. Brooks hands it off. He gets it back on the baseline, puts up a shot. It's out of bounds, and they didn't call it. Meister, though, gets it back. Zach, good head fake, puts it up, knocked out of bounds, and it will stay right here at 21 seconds. Cats will inbound it. 27-19, Newark by 8. Brooks will inbound. In it goes Gilbert. Ty trying to drive baseline, back to Quackenbush. Jay takes it into the paint. Turnaround, fade away, no good. And we're going to have a foul. It's going to stay here at 12.4. It's going to be Wilson over the back. So third team foul. Boy, you'd really like to see the Cats hold for one here at 12 seconds. In it goes to Brooks out near half court. Down to 10. Ty Braun. Dribbles to the right, off it goes to Meister. 5 seconds. Gilbert, three-pointer on the way. Oh, it spins in and out. And the rebound by McKinney launches from half court way off the mark. We are at halftime. 27-19. Newark leads this one. As both teams will now head to the locker room, and we'll see what adjustments will happen coming up. We'll recap the first half after this timeout on the home of Newark Wildcat Basketball, Kate 98.7.
Dutch's Convenience Stores, your one stop for food made fresh daily. The coldest drinks, freshly brewed coffee, and all the snacks you crave. Plus, join Crown Card Rewards and save 10 cents per gallon of gas. Then earn rewards every time you fuel up or shop at any Dutch's location. To join or learn more, visit any Dutch's location or mydutch's.com. Dutchess, your locally owned and operated hometown convenience store.
We know what you want in a chainsaw. You want legendary performance. You want industry-leading ergonomics. And you want precision cutting that gets the job done quickly and safely. That's why we want you to try a Husqvarna chainsaw. With air injection, low vibration handles, and powerful X-Torque engines, Husqvarna chainsaws are trusted by professionals around the world. If you want to take down a tree or clear a forest, you'll want a Husqvarna chainsaw. It's what precision cutting is all about. Visit at Wright Brothers Power on Church Street or online at WrightBrothersPower.com.
2 hours ago, Kyle arrived at the bar.
Hey, what's everyone drinking?
30 minutes ago, Kyle got his friends another round of drinks.
Cheers!
5 minutes ago, Kyle decided to drive home drunk. A minute ago, a law enforcement officer pulled up behind Kyle.
Sir, have you been drinking tonight?
A chain of events that began 2 hours ago is about to change Kyle's whole world. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
Some foot issues just can't be fixed by those expensive shoe stores or shoe inserts. A foot exam from a doctor of podiatric medicine, who is the medical expert in foot and ankle care, may give solutions after doing a complete foot examination. If you suffer from foot, heel, or ankle pain, let us help you find a member of the Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association so you know you are being treated by the very best. For more information or to find a member of the Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association near you, visit ohiofoot.org.
Generations of your friends and neighbors have counted on Ross Granville Market for the choicest meats and seafoods, the freshest produce, and all the basics to keep their families fueled up and going strong. But Ross Granville Market is also your home for those hard-to-find items needed for the latest recipes. They also have an excellent selection of craft beers, wines, and liquors. Get the best for your family at the best local grocery store, Ross Granville Market.
Have you ever slept late?
Oh, my clock dead.
Can't call work because your phone battery's shot. Car won't start because, well, you know.
Oh, no.
The world runs on batteries. And you can find batteries for anything and everything in your world at Batteries Unlimited. Watches, cars, camcorders, laptops, even bulldozers. If it can use a battery, we have that battery at Batteries Unlimited.
Route 79 in Heath and at 200 West High Street in Mount Vernon.
Batteries Unlimited. More power to you.
Choosing a used vehicle is all about trust. For 64 years, Eastern Ohio has bought their cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs from Finks. They sell more pre-owned vehicles than anyone because of their large selection, low prices, and stress-free buying process. Finks has the vehicle you're looking for, or they'll find it for you. Finks Quality Used Cars, since 1962. The tradition continues in South Zanesville and online at finksqualityautos.com.
Nothing but net. It's Newark High School basketball on Kate 98.7.
Back here at the Taft Coliseum, Brian Mays on Kate 98.7 with the Newark Wildcats leading the Reynoldsburg Raiders 27-19 at the break. Reynoldsburg came out red hot, hitting three threes in the opening quarter and led 9-3. But the Cats rallied, went on a 10-0 run, and then outscored Reynoldsburg for a 15-3 final run in the quarter and led 20-12 after one. Reynoldsburg then tightened up defensively, and Newark did not score for the first 6 minutes of the second quarter, and Reynoldsburg was able to cut it down to three, but then Ty Gilbert hit a three, and then the top scorer in the second quarter, Alex Irvin Royster, with back-to-back layups, and the eight-point lead was back in place, and that's where we are right now at 27-19. Xavier McKinney and Jordy Bowens, again, the two OU recruits, they are leading the way for Reynoldsburg. McKinney with nine and Bowens with eight. In the first two contests of this season, those two really did not have anything going on. Bowens had 11 points in the first matchup and McKinney nine in the second one. They only combined for 11 points. So that's obviously been the focus of Reynoldsburg in this game, to get those two going. And they have 17 of their team's 19 points. Peyton Hooper has the other basket for Reynoldsburg. Mekhi Roddy, who had 21 in game one and 15 in game two, yet to score, but he is a dangerous, dangerous sophomore player, and you have to feel he will be looked at in this third quarter to get going for Reynoldsburg. For the Cats, all five starters have scored so far. Jake Quackenbush, with three threes in the first quarter, has 9 points, 6 points each for Ty Gilbert and Tybron Brooks. 4 points, as we mentioned, for Irvin Royster, and 2 points for Zach Meister. Cats shooting the ball well, and they are out-rebounding Reynoldsburg once again. But we've seen this scenario before, especially at the Jimmy, where the Cats have had a decent lead at the end of the first half, and Reynolds Bird has come back strong in the third quarter. A couple years ago in that epic double overtime game, which Reynolds Bird won on Gary Walters Court, Cats had a double-digit lead, and Reynolds Bird was able to come back and win. Same thing this year. The Cats led by 12 at the half. Reynolds Bird got it down to as close as 2 in the third quarter before Newark was able to pull away and get the 66-49 victory. So, for whatever reason, Reynolds Bird seems to come out with this whole new mantra in the third quarter. And Newark, you know they're aware of it and wary of it, because while it's an 8-point lead right now, there is a lot of basketball to still be played. And this Raiders team, they've won 9 straight. They made it to the state final last year. They are not going to go quietly. This game is far from over, but you have to like the way Newark has come out and played extremely well. They've had a game plan. They have stuck to that game plan since the opening tip, and that's kind of what the coaches told them in the locker room before the game. Stick to the plan. Stick to the plan. Do what you are supposed to do, and so far it's worked out extremely well. So it's 27-19. Again, the winner of this one will play the winner of the second matchup here at the fairgrounds this evening, and that should be a good one as well. Top-seeded Hilliard Bradley, who had a real struggle with Grove City on Saturday. They take on third-seeded Olin Tangi. The Braves kind of under the radar, even though they're the third seed. Everyone has talked about Newark and Bradley and Reynoldsburg, and Olin Tangi quietly, here they are after winning their district, now playing in the regional semifinal. So that should be a good one following this one between Bradley and Olin Tangi. So the winners of the two semifinals tonight will play Saturday afternoon at 4:45 here at Taft Coliseum for the chance to go to the state championship. Both teams now are back out on the floor getting their warm-ups in before we start the third quarter. And it'll be interesting to see what, if any, adjustments have been made. Newark really, I don't think, has to do a lot of adjusting because, one, they're up by 8 points, and it seems like they're doing what they want to. And Reynoldsburg, do you stick with the two seniors, McKinney and Bowens? Do you look to get Roddy involved or seeing what you need to do? It'll be an interesting setup, to say the least. 27-19 is our score. Third quarter, it's coming up next on the home of Newark Wildcat basketball, Kate 98.7.
At Duncan's Diamonds, we are obsessed with finding you a diamond as unique as your love. As direct diamond importers, we traveled the world to find pieces of unbeatable value and quality. We have 30 times the selection of a typical jewelry store, from enchanting engagement rings to previously enjoyed Rolex timepieces. We have a special something for everyone.
Hi, I'm Stuart Duncan from Duncan's Diamonds. We have an unparalleled passion for bringing you the best in diamonds and jewelry. We're here to make the spectacular manageable with expert guidance, exceptional discounts, and unmatched financing programs.
With no middleman, we're able to offer prices 30 to 40% below the rest.
We will not be undersold by anyone, anytime, anywhere, and you can count on it. Come see us today.
Duncan's Diamonds. It's worth the drive to give the gift of a lifetime. Newark Heath in the Indian Mound Mall.
Now, let's get back to the hardwood. It's Newark High School basketball on Kate 98.7.
Back to start the third quarter. Cats leading 27-19. Some of you might remember Bill Hoskett, All-American who played for Ohio State and then for many a year was a commentator for Ohio State basketball and Big Ten basketball. He's right behind me here enjoying this one. Nothing like being 6'8", by the way. I'm very, very envious. Bill looking really good, though. Looking good. Enjoyed his broadcasts over many, many years of Ohio State hoops. Buckeyes in action tomorrow, noon here on Kate 98.7, as they take on the Iowa Hawkeyes in the Big Ten tournament. All this time of year, you gotta love it. Hoops, hoops, and more hoops. Cats get the ball to start third quarter. They'll go right to left. Gilbert, Meister, Irvin Royster, Brooks, and Quackenbush as they start this third quarter with an 8-point lead. Brooks looking inside, nothing there. Now it's Irvin Royster on the left wing. Alex, off it goes to Brooks. Ty Braun gets a pick, takes it to the top of the key. Cut off. Now it's to Gilbert, who saves almost an errant pass. Now Quackenbush near half court. Brooks left wing outside the arc. Takes it to the baseline. Looking to post up inside. Irvin Royster top of the key. Right wing, Gilbert. Gilbert launches a three. No good. Irvin Royster offensive rebound. Cats will reset. Quackenbush a three. Short. Rebound inside. Battle. Irvin Royster goes for it, but Reynoldsburg gets it, and here they come. It's a three-on-one. Roddy to McKinney. Layup good. McKinney with 11. 27-21. Newark by six. 7 minutes remain in this third quarter. Here's Brooks. Ty Braun left side. Irvin Royster. Here's Gilbert. Ty looking inside. Now Meister right wing. Zach, not much going right now for the Cats offensively. Gilbert takes it into the paint. He's double teamed. Now Quackenbush. Way out front to Brooks, and the Cats will make Reynoldsburg play some more defense here. Meister dribbles to the left. Keeps his dribble. Now Brooks again near half court. 6:25 third quarter. Brooks keeps his dribble on the right wing. Here's Gilbert cutting inside. Ty looking to post. Spins. Puts it off the glass and in. That was just tremendous patience by the Newark offensive group. 29-21. Newark by 8. You make teams play defense for 30, 40 seconds, something's going to be open. In that case, it was Brooks to Gilbert along with the bank on the right side. 29-21. 5:55 third quarter. Here's Bowens. Up top, Roddy. Roddy bounce past McKinney. Right wing. They'll swing it. And Brooks with a steal. Took it away. Here comes Newark. Foul on Reynoldsburg. It'll be on Rashad Perry. That's who Brooks stole it from. Team foul number one in this third quarter. Hooper comes in and Perry will sit. Brooks into the front court. Lob to Quackenbush out on the right side. Up top, Gilbert. Ty. Bounce pass inside Brooks. Nice pass to Irvin Royster. Double team. Swings it back out to Gilbert. Right wing. Not forcing anything right now. Meister top of the key. Left wing Brooks. Back up top Meister. Zach dribbles all the way in. Has a shot blocked by Bowens. It looked open and the long arms of the law from Jordy Bowens sent it back out. 29-21 Newark by 8. McKinney, tough shot, and they're going to call Irvin Royster for a foul. That'll be Alex's third, team's first, and probably will send McKinney to the line for two. And that will be the case. So McKinney, who's got 11 in this one, ready for the first foul shot. He's one of two, make it two of three. And that makes it 29-22 with 5:05 remaining third quarter. Irvin Royster will take a break. And Breck Bill will check back in. Second foul shot is pure. So it's back to six, 29-23. A little full court press now by Reynoldsburg. Brooks will bring it across. Off it goes Gilbert, left wing. Ty, top of the key. A little more physical in this third quarter. Roddy has it knocked out, and it'll stay with Newark. Side out of bounds, Quackenbush calls out the play, and Gilbert will take care of inbounding the ball. Gets it from the official, in the backcourt it goes to Brooks. 4:45, third quarter, Cats by six. Breckville hands it off to Meister. Meister to Gilbert, left wing. Ty spins, up top Meister. Right wing it goes Brooks. Back to Meister. Head fake. Takes it to the baseline. Jump stop to Brooks out front. Again, making Reynoldsburg work. Gilbert hands it off to Quackenbush near half court. Back to Gilbert. Out front on the right side. Now it goes to Brooks. Halfway through this third quarter. Cats up 29-23. Gilbert launches a three. Bullseye! The offensive execution has been outstanding. 32-23. Gilbert with all five in this third quarter. He's got 11. Cats up by nine. Bowens taking it inside. Brettville knocks it away. Jordy gets it back. Puts up a tough runner and in. Boy, they made him work on that one. He's got double figures at 10. Again, 21 of the 25. For Reynoldsburg, 23 of the 25. Brooks right wing. Tybron looking inside to Quackenbush. Knocked out of bounds. It will go over to Reynoldsburg. Coach wanted the turnovers cut down, 15 in both contests earlier, and they have not had nearly that many. I have it unofficially at 4, but they've had a much better job taking care of the basketball. 32-25, Cats by 7. They led by 8 at halftime. McKinney inside once again. Tybron went down hard. See if he's all right. He says yes to Jake. And McKinney's having himself his best game for a while. Timeout, Newark. Good call. 3:01 remains, third quarter. 32-27, Cats by 5 on the home of Newark basketball. Kate 98.7.
Experience something extraordinary at the Midland Theater, a historic venue in the heart of Newark. From captivating concerts to mesmerizing theatrical performances, there's something for everyone. Discover a calendar filled with diverse events featuring renowned artists and local talents. Don't miss your chance to create lasting memories in a venue that combines rich history with modern flair. Check out all the upcoming events at MidlandTheater.org. That's theater with an R-E.org.
This is Newark High School Basketball on Kate 98.7.
Well, we talked about Reynoldsburg in the third quarter, and they've cut the 8-point lead to 5 at 32-27 with 3:01 to play in this third period. Ty Gilbert with all 5 of Newark's points in this third quarter. McKinney has 6 points in quarter 3 and Bowens the other 2. They've turned up the defense, and the Cats have had a couple of turnovers. Cats will inbound it in the backcourt. Quackenbush, Peterson is in, Gilbert, Brooks, and Breckville. And Reynoldsburg will meet them in the backcourt as well. So they're turning up their defensive pressure here, which is no surprise. Quackenbush, and it goes to Brooks. Brooks still in the backcourt, Wilson guarding him. Now it's Breckville, right wing. Hands it off to Peterson, top of the key. Colton, left side, Gilbert. Facing a double team, back to Colton. Now swing it to Brooks, right side. Brooks gets a pit from Quackenbush. Takes it into the paint. Nice pass. Jake head fake. Puts it up. No good, but he's fouled, and he'll go to the line for 2 shots. Bowens first, team second. Jake at the line. 9 points in that first half, all on trifectas, all in the first quarter. So trying to get to double figures. Lines up the first foul shot. Got it. That is the first foul shot tonight for Newark. Reynoldsburg has only 4. That tells you they're letting them play. Second foul shot, nothing but net. 34-27. 2.5, third quarter. Wilson with the basketball. Gets a screen, takes it to the top. Looking inside, he'll give it out to Roddy. Fires a 3, way off, rebound Gilbert. They have kept him in check. Gilbert still in the backcourt with Brooks. As Reynoldsburg, they'll press you whether they make the shot or not. Brooks now to the foul circle. Looking inside, puts up a stuffed runner. Oh, it bounces off. Brooks gets his own offensive rebound. Back up, and 1. Again, he may not look physical, but he can take the contact with the best of him and score with that physical play. Brooks now with 8. Wilson will go out with his 2nd. He knew he had a height advantage on Wilson, took it up, missed the first shot, went right back to the glass for his 2nd shot, and hopefully can complete the 3-point play as he's at the line for 1. 36-27, Newark up by 9. Brooks lines up the foul shot. On the way. Got it. Catch by 10. 37-27. Just like that. The 5-point lead has been expanded to 10. McKinney looking inside. Has it knocked away, and Gilbert gets it for the Cats to Brooks. Near steal. Quackenbush, though, gets it. Cats looking to run. Here's Peterson along the baseline. Swings it to Gilbert. Gilbert inside to Brooks. Knocked around and stolen by Reynoldsburg. And then a cheap foul on the Cats right there. Ty Gilbert gets his second. Might have been a little hurried there. Had the numbers, but I think coach probably would have said, let's pull it back out and reset. 37-27, Newark with 1:40, third quarter, regional semifinal. Here's Bowens, top of the key. Hands it off to McKinney. Drives to the left elbow. Has it knocked away. He gets it back, though. Puts up a shot. Offensive foul. Second foul on McKinney. Quackenbush drew it. 90 seconds, third quarter. Cats by 10. That's showing a little bit of frustration for the Raiders right there. Gilbert will take a breather. Bodie Smith seeing his first action tonight. And the full court press on right now for Reynoldsburg. Quackenbush will inbound it. See who can get it into. Ball knocked away. It's picked up by Smith. Now to Brooks. Tyron still in the backcourt with Roddy guarding him. He falls to the ground. No call. And out of bounds to Reynoldsburg. Well, again, I've said they're letting them play, so that's what's going to happen. So back to Reynoldsburg with the Cats up by 10 at 1:22. In it goes to Roddy in the backcourt. He calls out the play and brings it across the timeline. He'll take it to the right side. Has it knocked away, and a foul on Smith. Thought he lost the handle before that happened. Team's third, Bodie's first. Baseline inbounds for Reynoldsburg at 1:15, 37-27. Lob inside. It's Bowens. He'll swing it around. Here is a three on the way. It is short. And the rebound by who? Peterson. Ball on the floor. McKinney gets it back. Puts up a tough runner, and he's fouled by Quackenbush. Good hustle by Newark that time. Just unfortunate they weren't able to get that rebound. First foul on Jake. Team foul number four. Both teams with four team fouls in this third quarter. And McKinney back at the line. He hits the first foul shot. He is now 4 of 5 from the charity stripe. Gilbert and Irvin Royster set to check back in. Second foul shot is also up and in. McKinney now with 17-8 in this quarter. He's keeping Reynoldsburg within striking distance by himself. 37-29, Newark by 8. 1 minute to play, third quarter. Quackenbush across the timeline to Brooks. Double-teamed. Now to Gilbert. Now Quackenbush. Jake to three. Bullseye! Oh, that's a huge three-pointer. 40-29, Cats by 11. It's their largest. McKinney spins away to the right baseline. Looks inside. Runner got it. Boy, that was special. 40-31. Cats by 9. 30 seconds to go in this third quarter. Quackenbush out near half court. Off it goes to Brooks. Dangerous pass, but Tyron corrals it. He'll spin. Now to Smith. 20 seconds, third quarter. They'll work it around to Irvin Royster on the left side. Now to Brooks. Outside the arc. Inside Quackenbush. Jake left baseline. Looking to post into the paint. Turns. Fires up with a right hand. No good. Irvin Royster battles inside. Reynoldsburg gets it with 7 seconds. Here comes Roddy. Roddy takes it into the paint, now brings it back, fires up a tough runner. It's blocked by Irvin Royster, and that's the way the third quarter will come to an end. The Cats expand the eight-point lead by one with 8 minutes to go in this regional semifinal. Newark up by nine, 40-31. Come back for the fourth on the home of Newark basketball. Kate, 98.7.
This winter's been rough. Cold mornings, snow piling up, roads that are both slippery and wet. You're tired. But is your car tired yet? There's a lot of winter left. If your traction feels sketchy, stop putting off getting new rubber. Ohio Tire Sales in Newark has tires for cars, trucks, farm equipment, and fleets. Installed by people who know tires inside and out. Drive safer. Stop by Ohio Tire Sales under the bridge near Everett Park or visit OhioTireSales.com.
Hungry? Then it's time for Widener's Corner, your local stop for great food that hits the spot every time. From juicy burgers stacked just the way you love them, to delicious sandwiches, pizza, wings, and breakfast served all day. And the best part? You don't even have to get out of your car. Just swing through the convenient Widener's Corner drive-thru, pick up your favorites fast, hot, and ready to go. On Route 37, just 8 miles south of I-70. Widener's Corner, good food, local roots, and just a drive-thru away. Fast breaks, big dunks. It's Newark High School basketball on Kate 98.7.
We get ready to start the fourth quarter in this regional semifinal at the Taft Coliseum. The Newark Wildcats lead Reynoldsburg 40-31. Raiders will get the ball to start this final period. Cats led by 8 after 1, 8 at halftime, and now by 9 with one quarter to play. McKinney, who's got 19 points. Off it goes to Perry, who's checked back in, right wing. Now Bowens along the baseline. It's Roddy. Back up top, Perry. He'll take it into the paint. His shot blocked by Brooks. Cats with their fourth block. Here's Meister. Meister takes it into the paint. Beautiful pass to Irvin Royster. Alex looking inside, nowhere to go. Now Meister outside on the baseline. Inside back to Quackenbush. Jacob, no good. Loose ball. Irvin Royster again saves it to Meister. And a foul on Roddy. Alex Irvin Royster keeping it alive. Second foul on Roddy. And the Cats will inbound along the baseline. Irvin Royster, again, 4 points, which is huge for us, but, again, just making play after play. Quackenbush, back to Brooks, up, no good. Blocking foul on Reynoldsburg. And it'll be on Roddy, and that'll be his third. That's already team foul number two in this fourth quarter, and we are 45 seconds in. Brooks to the line. 8 points, check that, 9 points for the junior. Honorable mention all district. Had 18 points on Saturday, 23 in the district semifinal game. Mopping up some moisture on the floor here. Not nearly the issue that we had on Saturday when it was so humid in here. Much better so far tonight. All right, Brooks is set now. He gets the basketball from the official and is ready for his two foul shots. Here comes the first one. In the air, off the iron, no good. First miss of the night for the Cats. They are now 4-5, but that's been much better. They've been around 60% in this postseason after 74% in the regular season. Tybron hoping to split the pair here and get the Cats back up to double figures, and he does. And also now he's got 10 points, and it's 41-31 Newark, 5-10. Bowen swings it around. Here's a three on the way. No good. Rebound by Brooks. 1 minute into this fourth quarter. Cats by 10. Brooks takes it all the way into the paint with the left hand. No good. And the rebound by McKinney. That was a good look. Just didn't fall. Here comes McKinney. He will fire a deep three, way short. But a rebound inside by Reynoldsburg. They go back up. Missed the shot. Rebound Brooks. Up ahead it goes to Gilbert. It's 3-on-2. Tie. Stop. Pop. No good, but he's fouled. He is fouled by McKinney, and I think it's a three-pointer. That would be Xavier's third. And McKinney showing a lot of frustration. So was he inside the arc or not? I'm still waiting to see. Yep, there's three. So Gilbert at the line, he will shoot three. 6:38, fourth quarter. Newark by 10, 41-31. Gilbert at the line. Gets the first. Ty said in the paper he loves shooting here. You don't hear that from a lot of good shooters. But Ty says he enjoys it here. He's had three threes tonight. He had five threes on Saturday. So eight threes in the last two games here at the barn for the super senior. Second team All-District. He gets the first, so it's 42-31. And I jinxed myself as now they're having to sweep up some more moisture. Gilbert, long delay here, now gets ready for the second foul shot. Ty's ready. And second one is good. 18 points on Saturday, and so far in this contest, he's got 13. But a big three-pointer in that third quarter after Reynoldsburg had cut it to three to get it back to six. Misses the third foul shot. Newark up by 12, 43-31. Here's Roddy across to McKinney. Looking inside, nothing there. Now they'll go along the baseline. Here's Perry back up top. McKinney takes it into the paint. Puts up the runner. No good. Battle inside. Who's going to get it? How about Ty Gilbert? Off it goes to Quackenbush. And Jake now will look to bring it across. Jake battles. Hands it off to Brooks. We are 2 minutes into this fourth quarter, and Newark up by 12, 43-31. Brooks drives left baseline. Layup good. Reynoldsburg might need a timeout. This lead is up to 14, 45-31. McKinney taking it in, cut off. Here's Bowens with a deep three. Nope, rebound Urban Royster. Off to Quackenbush. Ahead Gilbert. Ty looking to take it in, cut off. In trouble. Now to Urban Royster. Now up top Meister. Cats can be patient here. 5.5, fourth quarter. Up 45-31. Gilbert spins away at the top of the key. Ty, a big three. It's short. Battle inside and knocked out of bounds. It will go to Reynoldsburg as Urban Royster and Meister collided. They both went up to get the offensive board and collided with each other, so it goes over to Reynoldsburg. 45-31. Newark by 14. And they hold on for 5 minutes here. Roddy. Over goes Bowens. They'll swing it in the corner. McKinney wide open. Got it. Timeout called by Reynoldsburg. Can't leave him open. 45-34. Newark by 11 on the home of Newark basketball. Kate 98.7.
We know what you want in a chainsaw. You want legendary performance. You want industry-leading ergonomics. And you want precision cutting that gets the job done quickly and safely. That's why we want you to try a Husqvarna chainsaw. With air injection, low vibration handles, and powerful X-Torque engines, Husqvarna chainsaws are trusted by professionals around the world. If you want to take down a tree or clear a forest, you'll want a Husqvarna chainsaw. It's what precision cutting is all about. Visit Wright Brothers Power on Church Street or online at WrightBrothersPower.com.
Every shot matters. It's Newark High School basketball on Kate 98.7.
After the three by McKinney, the lead down to 11, 45-34 for Newark with 5:11 to play in this fourth quarter. McKinney with 20 of his team's 34 points. He has really been the offense for the Raiders. Quackenbush up top to Brooks. Hands it off to Gilbert. You'd think there'll be one more run left in the Raiders. Can the Cats maintain it? Urban Royster left wing outside the arc. Alex, now guarded by McKinney, gives it off to Brooks. Here's Meister facing a double team and almost stolen. It'll stay with Newark. This now 4:44 might be an eternity. Brooks in the backcourt. Has it knocked away by Roddy. He'll dive for it, and he will get it back. And a really not smart foul by Roddy, because Cats would have been close to a 10-second violation. But he commits the foul, and that will be his fourth. Guessing Coach Moore will leave him in, but now four fouls for Roddy, who has not scored. Quackenbush will inbound it in the backcourt. Pressure by Reynoldsburg. Gilbert still in the backcourt. Off it goes to Brooks. Brooks across the timeline. Boy, that was close. Now Quackenbush up top. Gilbert near half court. Tumeister right side. Zach, foul on Roddy. He's gone. And the Newark fans giving him a see you later. So Roddy is out. He did not score a point after 21 and 15 in the first two contests. He is out with five fouls. Coach said we have to watch him tonight. Well, you couldn't do a better job than that. Also, that foul puts Newark into the double bonus with half the quarter remaining at 4:17. And at the line will be Zach Meister. Meister, ready for the first one. Spins off. Got a hit or foul shots going down. Peterson in. Irvin Royster will sit. Meister's ready for the second one. 45-34, Newark by 11. Meister ready. That one's way short. Quackenbush, though, gets the offensive rebound. Newark will reset. Gilbert a three. Bullseye! Oh, two foul shots missed, but they get the trifecta. 48-34, McKinney way short. Batto inside, he gets his offensive rebound. Shot rejected by Brooks. Oh, that was big. Gilbert to Meister. Zach across the timeline. Looking to push it. He's got Wilson on his horse, but he gets away from him. And they're going to call a travel on Meister. Let's pause for station identification. This is Newark Wildcat basketball on Kate 98.7.
This is high school basketball on WCLT, W254CT Newark, Kate 98.7.
The Newark Wildcats, 3 minutes, 48 seconds from getting to the regional final on Saturday. They lead Reynoldsburg 48-34, the state runner-up in Division I last year. Cats have had a double-digit lead for a majority of this second half. But again, Reynoldsburg has the weapons to score and score quickly. One of them has the basketball right now, Xavier McKinney. He's got 20. Takes it to the elbow. He's cut off. Here's a three on the way. It's way off. Ball underneath. Who's it going to go out on? Newark basketball. 3 minutes, 33 seconds. Again, after this one, Olin Tangi, Hilliard Bradley in the other regional semifinal. Cats played Bradley this year, and Bradley won at the buzzer at the Jimmy, 43-41. And timeout Newark. We'll keep it here. That was a heck of a matchup at the Jimmy. Bradley winning. Caton Norris getting an offensive rebound, putting it up at the buzzer, 43-41. That was the first loss of the season for Newark. They finished with a record of 20-2, now 22-2, and hoping to move on to the regional final and maybe having another chance at Bradley. They played Olin Tangi a couple years ago in the tournament and defeated the Braves in that one. So Newark calls the timeout, leading by 14 at 48-34. And really a great salute to the Newark fans showing up here in this ballgame. Packing their side and taking some seats away from Hilliard Bradley as well. Hey, you got to get here early. 3:25 left. Jake looking to get it in, does to Brooks in the backcourt. Wilson will come to guard him. Tybron hands it off to Meister, left side. Zach out near half court. Got to be wary of the five-second call here. Meister gets away. Now to Brooks. Inside Quackenbush. Layup good. Wave off the basket. Offensive foul on Jake, his second. Team foul number two. Newark is in the double bonus as Reynoldsburg has committed five fouls. 3-10. 48-34, Newark. The last time these teams met, Reynoldsburg scored 64. So 30 points less so far in this one. Here's Bowens off the glass, no good, and out of bounds. It's saved by Newark. Quackenbush gets it to Brooks. Brooks across the timeline. Cats cannot really want to rush here. Take your time. Leading by 14, under three now. 2:38 to be exact. Gilbert hands it off. Nope, he'll get it right back. And now to Bodie Smith. Smith to Brooks. Wilson guarding him closely. Brooks up top, Quackenbush. Jake fires a three. It is short. And the rebound by Reynoldsburg. Smith battles hard with Wilson. And Bodie will pick up the foul. Diving for the loose ball. Second team foul. And for Bodie, that's his also second personal. 2:23. Irvin Royster back in, and Bodie will sit. 48-34 Newark. Wiping up where Bodie and Wilson went to the floor hard. So we'll have a little stoppage in play. But yeah, 64 points for Reynoldsburg in the last matchup, and they only have 34. That's the only team that has scored over 60 points against Newark this season. One time out of 20, almost now 25 games. What a defensive unit led by Coach Quackenbush. Here's Wilson. He'll go back up top to McKinney. Reynoldsburg can't waste a lot of time. They'll spin it into the corner. Three on the way is up and in. Timeout Reynoldsburg. That's Rashad Perry, his first points of the night. And it's 48-37 with 2:05 as the clock cannot tick fast enough for the Wildcats and their fans. It'll be a full timeout, 48-37. Smith will be coming back in for Newark. Both teams catching their breath here. Again, Buckeye hoops tomorrow in the Big Ten tournament. Ohio State taking on Iowa. Coach Diebler and the boys with three straight wins. Probably into the tournament, but you don't want to take the chance, and probably the win over Iowa tomorrow would do it. Of course, the Hawkeyes gave Ohio State a beating on the road, 74-57. A lot of people thought that was going to be it for the season, but the Buckeyes have rallied since then with the three straight victories and hope to make it four tomorrow. All the action right here on Kate 98.7 with the tip-off at noon on the home of the Buckeyes. Reynoldsburg back on the floor. Here come the Cats, and it's Smith, Meister, Gilbert, Quackenbush, and Brooks wanting ball handlers out there and guys that can shoot foul shots. Reynoldsburg will full court press. Quackenbush calls out the play, and we are set. He gets the ball, and it goes to Gilbert. Quick double team. Brooks dribbles out of it. Now looks deep and wide open. Bodie Smith. Layup, hands off, no good. Meister, though, battles for the board. Loose ball, jump ball, and it should be Newark basketball. Waiting for the signal. Oh, no, they're going to say Newark called timeout. Okay, so Newark called timeout. 30-second timeout. 1:53. Clock moving so slowly. Each team with two timeouts left, according to the scorer's table. Unfortunately, they don't have it here up on the scoreboard, but the gentleman in charge put up two fingers on each side, so that's what we've got. 48-37, Newark, 1:53. Quackenbush will inbound it in front of the Newark bench. And into the backcourt it goes to Brooks. Tybron now to Quackenbush. Jake in trouble. And they call a travel. I didn't see it. I didn't see it. But that's what they called. 146. Not over yet. Urban Royster will check in. Royster in. Smith will sit. 48-37 Newark, 146. Here's Wilson to McKinney. Got to think Xavier's going to be taking a shot here. Has it knocked away in a steal by the Cats, and it's Brooks. Off to Quackenbush. Now to Meister. Zach in trouble to Quackenbush. To Brooks across the timeline. Oh, that was a big stop. Huge stop. Brooks. Now Quackenbush. Cats will play keep away. In the corner, Gilbert thought about the threes, and now we need the time to go. 1:15 remaining. Quackenbush in the corner. Urban Royster, nobody picks him up. He lays it up and in. Alex with six. It's 50-37. We have 1 minute to play. McKinney three short. Bowens gets the rebound, puts up the runner. It goes off, no good. Rebound, Meister. Off it goes to Brooks. The Newark fans start to celebrate. And Coach Moore is calling off the dogs with 45 seconds. He is going to say, do not foul. This one is going to be history. With under 38 seconds to play, Gilbert near the timeline to Quackenbush. Kind of surprised to see that happen, but Coach Moore saying, enough. They've beaten us. 25 seconds to go. So Reynoldsburg will not make a second appearance to the Final Four, as the Newark Wildcats have come in here and put up one heck of a performance tonight. Down to 10 seconds. Brooks has the basketball, and the Reynoldsburg players are walking off the floor. 1 second, and Newark will play for a regional championship on Saturday as they knock off the Raiders for the second time this season in convincing fashion, 50-37. We'll recap it after this timeout on the home of the Cats, Kate 98.7.
Every vehicle on our lot is sold with integrity. This is Bill Bear with Platinum Motors. All of our cars are inspected by our integrity service department so you can be certain you're buying a vehicle you can rely on. Whether it's for a new driver or one for the whole family, Platinum has it. Or we can get it for you. The car market may have changed in the last few years, but one thing that hasn't is the importance of trust. We sell quality at Platinum Motors. 1352 Hebron Road, Heath, and online at PlatinumMotorsHeath.com.
Your team needs you, full of energy and ready to cheer them to victory. Bummies on Main is your game fuel headquarters. I'm Kristen, and Bummies on Main is proud to be Licking County's favorite local spot. Home to handcrafted burgers, fresh-cut fries, cold drinks, pizza, salads, and subs. You can eat in or carry out. You'll always be treated like a regular at Bummies. Follow us on Facebook for daily specials. Bummies on Main, 400 West Main Street, North, next to Whitefield.
Mother Nature warming us up means it's time to mow. Hi, this is Jeff from the Toy Store in Thornville. Come see us for our line of Spartan mowers. When I hear Spartan, I think gladiators and battles. Be the victor. Featuring a 3-year warranty on major components and built like a tank. With up to 40 horsepower, it'll make quick work of those chores and more time for fun. Ask us about the Spartan Military and First Responders Program. Come visit us at the Toy Store or at PolarisTheToyStore.com.
Experience something extraordinary at the Midland Theater, a historic venue in the heart of Newark. From captivating concerts to mesmerizing theatrical performances, there's something for everyone. Discover a calendar filled with diverse events featuring renowned artists and local talents. Don't miss your chance to create lasting memories in a venue that combines rich history with modern flair. Check out all the upcoming events at MidlandTheater.org. That's theater with an R-E.org.
We know what you want in a chainsaw. You want legendary performance. You want industry-leading ergonomics. And you want precision cutting that gets the job done quickly and safely. That's why we want you to try a Husqvarna chainsaw. With air injection, low vibration handles, and powerful X-Torque engines, Husqvarna chainsaws are trusted by professionals around the world. If you want to take down a tree or clear a forest, you'll want a Husqvarna chainsaw. It's what precision cutting is all about. Visit Wright Brothers Power on Church Street or online at WrightBrothersPower.com.
Hungry? Then it's time for Wagner's Corner, your local stop for great food that hits the spot every time. From juicy burgers stacked just the way you love them to delicious sandwiches, pizza, wings, and breakfast served all day. And the best part? You don't even have to get out of your car. Just swing through the convenient Wagner's Corner drive-thru, pick up your favorites fast, hot, and ready to go. On Route 37, just 8 miles south of I-70. Wagner's Corner, good food, local roots, and just a drive-thru away. Nothing but net. It's Newark High School basketball on Kate 98.7.
The dream stays alive for the Newark Wildcats to advance to the state championship. They take care of their arch rival from the OCC Buckeye tonight, defeating the Reynoldsburg Raiders in a regional semifinal by a final of 50-37. Again, the Cats trailed early, three threes by Reynoldsburg, and they had a 9-3 lead early in the first quarter. But then Newark went on a 10-0 run. They never trailed after that. They were able to take a 8-point lead after one, 20-12, maintained that 8-point lead at 27-19 into halftime. Reynoldsburg hit a run in the third quarter and got it down to five, but then a huge three-pointer by Ty Gilbert expanded the lead back up, and they get a 40-31 lead after three, and then hold on and get the double-digit victory for the final of 50-37. Xavier McKinney, in his final game as a Reynoldsburg Raider, did all he could for his hometown team. 22 points of his team's 37. He just was the only player that had any offensive consistency. 10 points for Jody Bowens, but that was 8 of those in the first half. 3 points for Rashad Perry, 2 points for Peyton Hooper, and Makai Roddy, the outstanding sophomore for Reynoldsburg, who again had scored 36 in the first two contests. He only had, how about, 0. 5 fouls and no points for Roddy. The Cats kept him in check, and that is the captain obvious statement of the evening. For Newark, 16 points for Ty Gilbert, 15 for Jake Quackenbush, 11 for Tybron Brooks. How about 6 points for Alex Irvin Royster? What a job he did. Again, keeping loose balls alive, keeping offensive possessions alive, and even gets himself 6 points and 2 points for Zach Meister. So the Cats are victorious by a final of 50-37. They move on to the regional championship Saturday afternoon as they take on the winner of the next matchup here at the Taft Coliseum between Hilliard Bradley, the top seed, and third-seeded Olin Tangi. That should be a tremendous matchup. Newark knows they're into the Saturday regional final. We'll have it right here on the home of the Cats with the pregame at 4:30 and the tip-off at 4:45. Alyssa, we're thinking she's the good luck charm for these Wildcats. Great job back at the studio producing this game. For everyone else, this is Brian Mays. Thank you so much for listening on this Wednesday evening. Again, your final score from the Taft Coliseum. It is Newark 50 and Reynoldsburg 37. This is the home of Newark Wildcat basketball, Kate 98.7.
This has been Newark High School basketball on Kate 98.7.
Lines it up and in.
Tonight's game was brought to you by Wright Brothers Power, Widener's Corner, the Midland Theater, Dutch's Convenience Stores, Bummies on Main, Platinum Motors, Duncan's Diamonds, and the Toy Store.
Bullseye!
Newark Wildcat basketball on Kate 98.7.